This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, August the 31st, Wednesday. Oh, it's my brother's birthday. Oh dear, I forgot to send anything. Oh, doesn't matter, I'll do it on air. So much easier, isn't it? Anyway, nice to have you company. Sorry we didn't get one yesterday. Because the papers were still... I love it when somebody writes into me and goes, you're bullying Meghan Markle. I thought, no, I'm reading out of the papers, dearies. You know, it's a bit sad when you have to explain to sort of terminally stupid people. Mind you, I heard somebody really balmy earlier on today on LBC. Can't remember what his name was, but apparently he didn't know whether he'd been into the NHS or didn't seem to... He just... I assumed he'd had more than one or two sherbets. I was listening to him thinking, you're sort of... You know, have you been to the NHS recently? Well, it's only a yes or no answer. You know, I mean, how these people vote, I've got no idea. Perhaps they go into the polling booth and somebody goes, you just put a cross there. Oh, it's like doing a competition. Just put a cross against a name you like the look of. Daveen McCall, looking incredible, attending an ITV launch. 54 she is. 54. They had the Autumn Entertainment launch. I want to know who else was there so we know what to avoid on ITV. I think that would be the best thing, isn't it? But she always looks good, always incredible, always very vibrant. In fact, with her, as I've said a million times, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Shania Twain is going to replace Sheridan Smith on Starstruck after the actress quit after one series. She's been a bit up and down, Sheridan, recently. We sort of, you know, one minute we're on target, then the next minute we sort of fall off a little bit. But Adam Lambert, Beverly Knight and Jason Manford. Oh, he loves the internet, doesn't he? He loves the internet, does our Jace. On the panel of the show, which sees hopefuls impersonate various musical icons. Oh, wait a minute. It's called Starstruck. Wasn't this called something else when Matthew Kelly did it? Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be. It's exactly the same format. What a rip-off. Except you've got Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert is the gay guy. Queen lead singer. He was the one who went on tour. Beverly Knight, we know. And Jason Manford. Oh, well, sure he'll be fabulous, as indeed he is all the time. I was watching something the other day. What was I watching? Celebrity antique-y thing where they put people on there. And it was that unfunny comedian from the Channel 4 programme, Steph What's It's Lunch. Who's the comedian on there? He's very unfunny, but he obviously thought he had to be funny, so sort of started behaving like a three-year-old. It was a bit embarrassing, actually. Russell Kane. I mean, really, what on earth was going on there? Obviously, somebody said, oh, we managed to get you a gig on this antique thing, and he used to collect watches, so he threw in the word horology, just to make it sound more into, which he'd probably learnt from Only Fools and Horses. And he just kept doing all sorts of silly things, and I'm thinking, listen, you weren't funny first time round. It's like Dom Jolly. I mean, really, an act that died years ago. Leonardo DiCaprio, though, he's only 47. I don't know why I keep thinking he's older than 47. He has been around for ages. Because I suppose because he was sort of fairly young, pretty. Now he's sort of pretty-ish and not so young, and he's put on a bit of weight. But he's split up with his girlfriend, mainly because she turned 25. And I think that's the cut-off point for I love the way, though, you know, bloke, single, not married, wants to play the field, and it makes the news that he's split with his model girlfriend. I mean, what are they, 3 or something, 3 and 4 years old? Apparently, he quietly ended their relationship. But apparently, with the full go of the post. But I am right. When his girlfriend's hit 25, they're out the door. It's a known fact. He has never publicly dated any woman over the age of 25. And I learnt another new fact the other day. I learnt 2 new facts this week. The first one was the Walker's crisps. The sell-by date on every single one of the billions of packets of crisps is always a Saturday. Always a Saturday. Yeah, it was on QI. And was it QI or was it something else? No, it wasn't. It was that dreadful Greg bloke on television doing something. But anyway, and the other thing is geishas. What was unusual about geishas when they were first around? Come on. You should get this one. It should be dead easy. They were men. They were always men. And it was only until the 1800s when suddenly it was women being geishas, but it was men who put on the white kabuki face and they danced and made tea and some of them put out. And, they were all men. And I think I learned that from QI because they also did it as one of those. So I've been very busy this week with QI. I do like it. I like it. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, with the old bloke who used to be on it. And yes, and or anybody really, because I find it quite entertaining, and you do pick up little bits and pieces on it, and you go, oh, that's, I never knew that. And that QI, questionable something, intellect, quite interesting. Oh, right, okay. Some of the people they actually put on there on the panel, I've got no idea who they are, I really don't know. Lenny Henry teams his black tuxedo with silver trainers. For the Rings of Power premiere. Have they still got most of Leicester Square cordoned off? Are they doing something out there? Oh, premiere last night. Oh, it all disappeared today. But they built this kind of, oh, it looked like a hobbit's lair or something for the good and the great. So in other words, for that read, a few old bimbos and himbos from Love Island and somebody from Emmerdale, and there might be somebody from Holby City. Oh, it was the Amazon. Ah, right. Oh, that's why. It was the Amazon's Hobbit series. Holby City star Rosie Marcel uses her medical skills picked up on the show to help a bleeding stranger. When I say a bleeding stranger, what I mean is he was bleeding, not bleeding stranger. I mean, presumably, she managed to get a Band-Aid out and stick it over it. That's how we normally stop blood now, isn't it? Well, failing that, you tell him the same thing, don't you? OK, put the finger in the mouth. Suck the blood out. OK, eventually it will stop, and the anticoagulants in your saliva will make it stop. OK. I'm very experienced on things like that, as you can well imagine. Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. I love the way she looks at him adoringly. Money, money, money. He's 58 and she's 52. He's said to be one of the richest people in the world. But I'm not bothered by that. It's funny, I've never sort of worry about money, he says, lying. It's not the kind of thing that, you know, if you've got 1 billion, it makes no difference whether you've got 2 billion, 3 billion or 4 billion. It makes no difference. He has got many, many billion. She was wearing a Grecian-style red sequin gown. The trouble is, you know, some clothes suit people, Lauren, and some clothes don't. That's all I'll say. Peter Crouch became suspicious of wife Abby Clancy and thought that she was a secret contestant on the show Masked Dancer. And I haven't ever seen it, actually. I like Peter Crouch. I told you the other day, he came in and I said to him, listen, I know nothing about football. Nothing at all. I'm the dimmest person. I don't even know how many people are in a team. It's as simple as that. But it doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference because he still sat here for 30 minutes and we had a really good chat, actually, in this studio, which is great. He seems very nice, very nice. He's so tall. He's so tall and he's so thin. The Royal Cash for Favours Castle wipes all names from the website, including Prince Charles's Saudi donor. Actually, I did turn on the television the other day and I watched the film The Queen, which was very good with Helen Mirren and various members of the acting profession who were pretending to be, you know, Prince Charles and the kids and all the rest of it. And it was the time of Diana's death. And she was on holiday 25 years ago to this day, as you heard on my programme earlier on, because Noreen remembers it very well indeed. I remember it. And the Queen was sitting there at Balmoral, watching it all unfold on the television, and she was stalwart in the fact that she wasn't coming down to London. She was on holiday. This is not, she said to Tony Blair, allegedly, this is not how we do it. OK, we do it our way. And Prince Philip was sort of backing her up and saying, you go for it. What do you call her? In bed? Pickle or something? It was some ridiculous name. Anyway, and in the end, she decided, because the papers started one campaign to say, basically, and then Tony Blair had to phone her and say, I think this would be good for you and all the rest of it. And she said, we do it my way, Mr. Blair. And the phones went down and then the papers started. Where is our Queen? Where is her flag? Why is she not here with her people? And eventually they bullied the old bag down and she came down. She came down to London, and to be honest with you, it was the best thing that she could have done, because it was, you know, one minute she's playing Queenie and the next minute she's sitting down thinking, well, you know, she was looking at all the people who were camped out outside Balmoral, flowers banked up everywhere. It was almost a concerted effort by the entire country to get her back down, and the papers knew that they were on a winner. Tony Blair's popularity went through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. And then he actually watched it when she did her speech at Buckingham Palace and he smiled. I mean, so we're told by this film, but I suspect it's probably all true. And he smiled as if to say, you know, I actually persuaded her to do this. He said he did say to her, listen, one in four people wants to get rid of you. And I think that kind of swayed her. She'd never been disliked before. She was always the queen and the queen mother. They are in trouble. They were in trouble. Oh, absolutely. It was borderline whether the whole thing was going to go badly. And so they came out and then they decided that she was coming back. So she came back, pulled up outside Buckingham Palace. They got out of the car and they walked around, and we all remember the shot because the film was interspersed with actual footage. And I remember thinking, it's very interesting, the power of the people. And you've never seen a funeral like it. The crowds, even when Diana's body was taken back to Kensington Palace and they drove down the Mall towards Buckingham Palace, and the crowds were about 30 deep. I've never seen crowds like it on the morning of the funeral. I was up early. I can't remember what shift I was doing at LBC. I really can't remember. 25 years ago, I can't remember at all. But we had been sent at LBC the order of service, and we'd got all the hymns and all the bits and pieces. And Philip is alleged to have said to the Queen, he said, can you believe it, an assortment of soap stars and Elton John? You know, and of course, Elton John kind of rocked it. His voice didn't quaver. He did it very, very well. And then the crowd surged forwards, and they all at the end of her brother's speech, everybody stood up outside in the Abbey. The royal family sat there staring ahead, thinking they all were looking for the Queen to see what she was going to do. Well, of course, she's not going to sit there clapping, is she? And so she didn't. And they all sat there stoically looking in front of them, not saying a word. Because I think her brother's last words were, you know, I'm so proud to have called her my sister, you know, the complicated, the this, the that, you know, Diana. And there was a pause for about 5 seconds, and then the applause you could hear in the Abbey. It was quite something. And of course, I worked with her brother because he had a show on LBC. And I used to hand over to him, and he was quite charming. Seriously, quite charming. But then I never had any doubts that he wouldn't be quite charming. I thought he was lovely. He was very unaffected when you consider how rich he was. And we assume that Diana's buried on the island at Althorpe. We don't know, because nobody actually saw the body going over there in the coffin, but that's what they were going to do with it. They built a mausoleum on this island so that people could go there, but they couldn't actually get to the grave. But I have a sneaking feeling in my heart of hearts that they moved her somewhere else. That's what I think. So it could be private, because she was hounded all the way through. A little bit like Meghan was claiming the other day, and it was very interesting, she was saying in this sort of rambling nonsense that she comes up with, that she couldn't take the children to school because of this army of photographers, which, of course, is a blatant lie, because there are very strict rules laid down on pictures of the royals. If you notice, William and Kate have had no trouble with banks of photographers. Meghan claimed there were up to 40 photographers sitting outside the school. And the press have said, united in the papers this morning, no, there wasn't. No, there wasn't, dear. There never was. You've made it up. And also, she said the N-word was used. And the papers have quite rightly rounded on her and said, never once have they ever mentioned the N-word in relation to either the children or to her. It's as simple as that. But there again, she's always been fairly economical with the truth. We're still waiting, actually. Who's that? Ryan Giggs, is it? That footballer who's in court? They did have a 12-man, they call it man jury, it's mixed, obviously. And now they're down to 11 because somebody took ill, but they've said they're going to go for a majority verdict. So this should be very interesting. I'm tempted to make a prediction, but I don't think I'll tempt fate. I'm horrible on these sort of things. Madonna says her current obsession is sex and regrets both her marriages in a 50 questions video. I mean, she was talking to, you know, that marriage to Sean Penn, Guy Ritchie, et cetera, et cetera. I think she's terribly lonely. I have a feeling that she's so needy. So it's a bit like Meghan Markle. She's so needy. Did you see that Nelson Mandela's cousin, daughter or something, said, wait a minute, grandchild, how on earth can she liken herself to Nelson Mandela? I mean, seriously, she's so delusional. Home and Away star Tessa James is seen for the first time with a new baby. No, woman, child, can't believe it. Seen. Who's Tessa James? Never even seen her. But anyway, she was attending the funeral of Paul Green in Brisbane. Again, I've got no idea who Paul Green is. I don't know. Oh, do you? Oh, right, OK. Fancy taking your baby to a funeral? Isn't that an odd thing to do? Some people do. It's like taking babies to weddings. Oh, there was a very good programme on television the other day. It's only because I sort of caught it, because I woke up really early last night, a lot of things on my mind, as you can well imagine. And it was about a hotel group in Ireland and the problems they were having getting staff. Really difficult. They big hotels, these were. Big hotels. It was a chain. It was a very interesting programme. You know, they had to bring in a new chef because the one who'd been booked from the agency never bothered showing up. Because they're so short of staff in the hotels. There's a bloke in the papers today. He's got a pub. For 7 days, he had to do breakfast, lunch and dinner by himself because he couldn't get the staff. And he's also lost his business because his lecky bill has gone up, I think, from something like 6,000 a year to 72,000 a year. And I spoke to a friend of mine the other day who has a business. And I said, have you found out what your bills are going to go up to? He said, yeah, they're going to increase fourfold. They're going to go, it's really scary. I spoke to somebody the other day who said, do you think we should be more aware of this, Steve? I said, listen, I'm pumping it out every day. I can't begin to tell everybody. You've got no idea what you're in for. You know, and for people who are, you know, suffering at the moment, to find an extra £300 or £400 a month, that's what you're going to have to find. And the pubs will be closing. I think the Chinese takeaways will go. I think the pizza places will go because they all use an awful lot of electric unless they can bump their prices up, which I don't think the public will put up with. I think you're going to find supermarkets closing maybe one day a week or 2 days a week. I mean, I could see a lot of supermarkets saying that we're not going to open on a Sunday because it just isn't going to be worth it to put the electric on. When you look at the size of these supermarkets, imagine what Selfridge's electric bill is going to be. You can't even imagine that. Have you seen the size of the place? And Harrods, although they probably stand a better chance of surviving. Lindsay Lohan took to Instagram. I don't know anything about her. I just know she was a wild child or something, and that was about it. And she was out with her brother near Big Ben. That's all going to be scaffolded up again, isn't it? The Houses of Parliament, because they're doing them all up again, which you're paying for. Katie Holmes goes makeup-free as she flashes her nose ring. Who's Katie Holmes? Why do we know Katie Holmes? Oh, she was married to Tom Cruise. Oh, that's right. How to make a name for yourself, marry somebody even more famous. In fact, funnily enough, when I was watching the pictures of Diana's funeral, the people walking into Westminster Abbey, Tom Cruise... Yeah, there was loads of Hollywood royalty there. Also, that opera singer, Pavarotti. You know, he was also... There were loads of people there. It was amazing, actually. Sylvester Stallone denies any wrongdoing with marital assets because he's filed for divorce. Well, she's filed for divorce. This is Jennifer Flavin. And he's denied any wrongdoing with their joint marital assets. In other words, what they're alleging he's done is he's kind of moved things so that if it got to... Because you know, you don't just have a divorce thrown on you very, very quickly. It's a case of it builds up, builds up, builds up, builds up. And so if you think something like that's going on, moving on elsewhere, you know, that's what they're alleging. And he's saying, no, 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 certainly not. She looks amazing. She looks amazing. But the main story today goes with the front pages of all the papers. Mikhail Gorbachev has died at the age of 91. His wife, Raisa, died of cancer some years ago. I'm beginning to wonder if they'll do a state funeral for him. I have a sneaking feeling they might not. Because over here, and for Anton Cordial, he was very good. People thought they could have dialogue, whereas nobody thinks they can talk to Putin because Putin can't talk to them. And so it all changed when he sort of went back. I mean, he'd been on dialysis. He had long-term kidney problems and was confined to a clinic, but he died in Russia. So what sort of funeral there will be, I've got no idea. I would like to think that he's going to be buried with his wife. And so they'll have a... Yes, I would think it'll be fairly low-key, and they'll just... I don't think you'll have this thing whereby when a pope dies, all the world leaders all gather in the Vatican. I don't think it's going to be like that at all. Listen, thank you for your company. Thank you for downloading. You know, we're sort of fluctuating at the moment on the amount of downloads a month. It goes from sort of 900,000 to just over the million, which is very exciting. Very exciting. We're very pleased. So thank you very much indeed. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning, where not even I can hazard a guess at what the papers are going to be saying. I mean, it's almost on a daily basis. You would think some mornings there's loads of stories and other mornings there's absolutely bugger all. And you sit there going, there's nothing to talk about. And yet we always manage to find things. So we'll wait and see. And we're always very grateful for your texts and emails. But we would like you to download as much as possible, which you have done to obtain this particular programme. And there's thousands of them on the LBC website, lbc.co.uk. On behalf of the team, I wish you a pleasant day. And we'll talk tomorrow. Till then. Bye-bye.
Leading Britain's Conversation. LBC.